Without a doubt, he is directly the son of the king of Braj. Only a fool considers him a statue. For that offense, he cannot be liberated. Rather, he will fall into a terrible hellish condition. What more should I say? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In his Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami has stated that those who are actually very serious about devotional service do not differentiate between the form of the Lord made by clay, metal, stone or wood and the original form of the Lord. In the material world, a person and his photograph, pictures or statues are different. But the statue of Lord Krishna and Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are not different because the Lord is absolute. What we call stone, wood and metal are energies of the Supreme Lord, and energies are never separate from the energetic. As we have several times explained, no one can separate the sunshine energy from the energetic sun. Therefore, material energy may appear separate from the Lord, but transcendentally it is not different from the Lord. The Lord can appear anywhere and everywhere because His diverse energies are distributed everywhere like sunshine. We should therefore understand whatever we see to be the energy of the Supreme Lord and should not differentiate between the Lord and His achra form made from clay, metal, wood or paint. Even if one has not developed his consciousness, one should accept it theoretically from the instructions of the spiritual master and should worship the Acharya Murti or the form of Lord in the temple as non-different from the Lord. The Padma Puran specifically mentions that anyone who thinks the form of Lord in the temple to be made of wood, stone or metal is certainly in a hellish condition. Impostors are against the worship of Lord's form in the temple, and there is even a group of people who pass as Hindus but condemn such worship. Their so-called acceptance of the Vedas has no meaning. For the Acharyas, even the impersonalist Shankaracharya have recommended the worship of the transcendental form of the Lord. Impersonalists like Shankaracharya recommend the worship of the five form known as Panch Upasana, which includes Lord Vishnu, Vaishnava, however, worship the form of Lord Vishnu in his varied manifestation, such as Radha and Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram, Rukmini Krishna. Mayavadis admit that worship of the Lord's form is required in the beginning, but they think that in the end, everything is impersonal. Therefore, since they are ultimately against worship of the Lord's form, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described them as offenders. Srimad Bhagavatam has condemned those who think the body to be self as a bhoma ijadihi. Bhoma means earth and ijadihi means worshipper. There are two kinds of bhoma ijadi. Those who worship the land of their birth, such as nationalists, who make many sacrifices for the motherland, and those who condemn the worship of the form of the Lord. One should not worship the planet earth or land of his birth, nor should one condemn the form of the Lord, which is manifested in metal or wood, for our facility. Material things are also the energy of the Supreme Lord. Om Agyante Vrindasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshuna Vilatam Yen Tasmay Shri Guru Vainamaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadam Dhati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shmigiraj Swam Niti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shmat Bhakti Vedanta Swam Niti Namne Namaste Saswati Deve Garvani Pracharne Nirvishe Shunavadi Pasha Deshtarne Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritnam Charmarotmam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat Vancha Kalpatra Vishvasandhu Bevija Patitanam Pavne Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nashta Prayasu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Seva Bhagavat Yuktam Shloke Bhaktir Bhakti Nashtagi Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. My apology, yesterday I could not turn up, but I heard Stopa Prabhu gave a very nice class yesterday. very famous verse he spoke on. Anybody who's got some material desire shouldn't go to the Keshi Ghat. Because you might see Krishna over there, and if you see Krishna, you will be captivated with his beauty. And all your interest with the material life will be lost. Is that correct? So, because Krishna's pastimes are very, very beautiful, this is why Lord Shiva, I'll just come to this verse, but I just relayed that, the verse really I wanted to speak, but it was a very nice verse, maybe some other time. But even Lord Shiva is attractive with these pastimes of Krishna. That's why Shiva became Gopeshwar Mahadev. He took the form of a lady. He wanted to enter into the rasa dance, which happens at the Keshi Ghat. And Shiva wanted to see these pastimes. Because 24 hours, he is already seeing Santas Devaradeshu Vilokyanti Yansham Sundra Chinta Guna Surupam Govinda Mahadi Pusham Tamam Bhajami. He is 24 hour meditating, Lord Shiva. That is why he is awarding his devotees who are Shivites. Just take whatever you want. Just leave me alone because he don't want to be disturbed. No, because before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was one of the worshippers of Shiva and Durga Devi. I still respect. But Shiva, before you do 16 vrat, you know, he gives you material benefit. Take it. It's like it's father giving child. Father is very busy and child comes, oh, give me money, give me money. He said, just take money, just leave me alone. That's exactly what it is. But that Lord Shiva, he wanted to come and participate in these pastimes. So he knew that there's only male in Vrindavan, is only one male. Actually, he's the only male. Krishna is the only male. Every living entity is a female. We all are females. That doesn't mean that tomorrow you start going and wearing nose pins and all this. Not to brahmacharis. That doesn't mean that. Don't do that. But I mean, so, but Lord Shiva done it. He's a dhira, most sober person. He put his sari and, you know, choli and everything, and he came. And Radharani said, somebody outsider is here. And how many gopis were there dancing with Krishna? Not one or two. Not 16,000. 16,000, these are the principal gopis. I mean, out of 16,108, there is 108. Out of 108 is the 8, then is the 1. But matter of fact, when Lord Krishna does rasa dance, in the rasa dance, there's not 1,000 or 10,000 or millions. There are trillions and trillions and trillions of gopis. This is how Krishna does rasa dance. So, in the planet Earth, how many people are in planet Earth? 7 billion now? 7 billion people on planet Earth. We think it's too much population. But when Krishna does dance, there are trillions of gopis. And these dance happens in the Keshi Ghat. And Keshi Ghat becomes, with the material vision we cannot see, but it expands with the Krishna's transcendental pastimes. And these pastimes are so beautiful. This is why when Shiva came and Radharani said, well, forget it, somebody outsider is here. Out of trillions of gopis, Radharani recognized. Her rasa dance got disturbed. She said, there is somebody else, outsider. So she left this place and she went to other side of Yamuna. She was crying. And what did Krishna do? Even he left the rasa dance. So he said, why are you gone? So eventually, even if you go to the Vrindavan, on the other side of Yamuna River, there's a one pond. And that pond was made from the tears of Srimati Radharani. If somebody take a dip in the pond, one attains love of Krishna. You may not feel straight away, but in due course of time, it will develop in you. This is how Krishna consciousness is. Krishna consciousness is not simply some mechanical jnanam teham savvijnanam. It is theoretical and it is practical. It is science. Like 2 times 2 is a science. Oxygen and hydrogen, when you mix it, it is a science. Similarly, Krishna consciousness, when a jeev, a living entity, starts taking the process of devotional service, you definitely, 100%, you will experience. Right from the beginning, you start experience. You will see so many people come in temple, first time they come in, and the moment they see the deities, They are, I haven't come to the point of deities. Moment, they are captivated with the beauty. They are captivated with the chanting Hare Krishna. They are captivated with the prasadam, with the association of devotees, with the books, with the whole process. And this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, because it is never ending. It will increase more and more and more and more and more and more. I was just about to mention you before I was singing. It's not going to stop. Even when we go to the spiritual world, we will be always advancing in devotional service. This is how beauty of Krishna consciousness is. The rasa you take, alcohol or drugs, the effect of the drug or alcohol remains for a little while. But the effect of this Krishna consciousness, it just increases more and more. The condition is we just continue very patiently. There will be disturbances. That is why Krishna says, Tasma deke Bhagwan Sattvatam Pati. No, there's another one. Sorry. Tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamnu sumanna yuddhishya. Just continue with that. I haven't come to the verse yet, but there's even Lakshmi Devi was captivated. Lakshmi Devi is always association of the Lord. But she was particularly, she wanted to see the beauty of Krishna's with the gopis pastimes in Vrindavan, in Braj. But even Lakshmi was not allowed. Even if you go to Vrindavan now, this temple of Lakshmiji is outside. I forgot the name of the village. Why she wanted to come? Because love does not mean that we serve God, give me bread, thank you God, give me this, give me this, give me this. Prabhupada said, this is not love. That doesn't mean you go to God and ask him, give me bread, give me this. This is just taking and taking and taking. Love means give and take. Loving exchange. So devotees and Krishna, that doesn't mean all the time you're asking from Krishna. Krishna serves his devotees. And on that part of this Belvan, even Krishna was massaging the feet of Srimati Radharani. And the same in the Seva Kunj, even Krishna massages the feet of Srimati Radharani. When the rasa dance, they get tired. These are the beauty of these pastimes of Srimati Radharani, the gopis and Krishna. So anybody goes and witness these pastimes, it starts from Sharvanam. Everything comes. Sharvanam Kirtana Vishnu. See, start with Sharvan. At the moment, we are, like I told you, it will increase more and more and more and more. And these pastimes of Srimati Radharani, anybody who comes in touch with these, this bound to lose the interest in the material world. You're bound to do it. Yanaiti ashu vairagyam jnanam cha yadahetukam. Immediately, effect. There's an immediate effect. We don't feel it. Sometimes we don't feel it. But you must notice how we were involved with the different things in our life. But when you come to Krishna consciousness, it starts from leaving tea, coffee, chocolate. These things you leave first. Then you gradually, more and more you come. And this is the effect of Krishna consciousness. Now Krishna's pastimes are so wonderful. That does not mean that Krishna's pastimes are wonderful, but that this is a statue. I have heard, not one, not two, so many Mayavadis, practically everybody, all the Mayavadis. And Prabhupada at one point said, I'm the only one who is criticizing Mayavadis in India. And which is very true. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was experiencing all these gurus, all these Mayavadis. Because I'm born with this sort of atmosphere where the Mayavad was very prominent. And this is why even I took some time to accept Shishi Gonitai ji ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman ji ki jai, Shirada Gokulan ji ki jai. This is why even I took some time to accept Krishna consciousness. Why? Because I was so furious with these Mayavadi gurus. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mayavadi bhasha sunle hoye sarvanash. They are offenders. In 1987, when Gauridas Prabhu used to come, Gauri Prabhu used to come to me. In 1987, Varun was just born. And he used to come and tell me about every week, maybe Monday, I remember. He may not remember, but I remember. Every Monday he would come and give me some prasad. But I would not accept what he's saying. The reason was nothing, because I had put a bar, because I knew, like, I had so much experience with these Mayavadis. But still, Prabhupada pulled me. So he left some books with me one day. He came Sunday, I remember. He left some books of Prabhupada. There's a deluxe edition of books. And these are the books. When I picked them up, when I read them, I said, oh my God. Prabhupada was the only person who could make this. Now, every single word in Srila Prabhupada's books, it's not different. Prabhupada says, you can see Krishna in here. We say, I don't see, I only see a piece of paper. No. You open Prabhupada's books. Every single page you will find Krishna. Every single line of Prabhupada, that's why the Prabhupada is pure devotee. Why? Because satatam kirtyantum amijatam tashtra dradvata. Whatever Prabhupada spoke, he spoke only about Krishna. Whatever Prabhupada thought, he thought about Krishna. Whatever he written about Krishna. Prabhupada books you open. Every single line you will find Krishna. Every after few words there is a word about Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna is full, complete in these books. And similarly, these deities, they are not statues, not at all. Of course, you have read so many times theoretically, you know, like Prabhupada given one example is like, you know, if old devotees, they do know this example very well, but if somebody is new, you know, Prabhupada gave, it's like a post office letterbox, you know, they put in the on the roads. It's a round, red, round box or something. But because it's authorized. But if a child makes a round box, you put the letter in there, it won't reach anywhere. But when you put in a letterbox, it reaches. So Srila Prabhupada gave an example. So this is the difference between the statues and the deities. We are not worshipping statues, we are worshipping deities. And deities, they talk, they dance, they reciprocate with the devotees. And here Prabhupada said, at least in the beginning, theoretically you accept, because it's like Prabhupada gave an example, when you put a finger in your fire is going to burn you. You may put by accident, or you may put deliberately. That's the effect of the fire. So, anybody who comes in contact with the deities, immediately the effect's going to be there. One may think that particularly Mayavadis, here is mentioned, Prabhupada particularly mentioned in the purport. Where is that? Yeah. Impersonalists are against the worship of the Lord's form in the temple. And there's even a group of people who pass as Hindu but condemn such worship. Their so-called acceptance of Vedas has no meaning. For all the Acharyas, even the impersonalists, Shankaracharya have recommended the worship of transcendental form of the Lord. Impersonalists like Shankaracharya recommend the worship of the five forms, Panchupasana, which is, Ganesh, Shiva, Durga, different deities, five deities. But some Mayavadis, practically all Mayavadis, they say don't worship God. They accept Vedas. I have to very clearly, if I tell you, Arya Samajis, they don't accept. But here, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying, for that offense, he cannot be liberated. Rather, he will be fallen in terrible hellish condition. What more should I say? Very clearly saying the people who do not accept, who are thinking these deities are statues, they're going to fall into the darkest region of hell. Why? Is it Krishna is angry with them? No, it's no fault of Krishna. It is their own fault. It's like if we are in a sea, and how does the captain of the ship, how does he go? How does he come out of the sea? Simply with the help of the compass, isn't it? He checks the compass. If you do not check the compass, you're gonna be wandering in the sea. You can never get out of the sea. If your plane is in the air, how does the plane work? They use a navigation system. So if you do not use a navigation system, no matter how great captain you are, or how great swimmer you are, one never can get out of the sea. And that's exactly what it is. So offenders, they do not accept Krishna. But deities, there are so many stories of the deities that how they are not statues. Not one or two, so many. We can talk whole day and night, we can talk about the different deities in India, not even India, here even. There was one story in Punjab, I don't know if you heard that, there was one farmer. In Punjab is called Jat. So Jat or Jat, I don't know, in Gujarati they call it Jat, and they call it Jat in Punjabi. So his name was Tanna Jat. So this Channa Jat was very illiterate, he didn't know anything about it, he was just a simple farmer. One day he saw some smarter Brahmins worshipping some Shaligram Shilas. So he thought they do so much elaborate worship to this stone. So he said, who is this? This is God. He said, this is Vishnu. Oh, really? I heard about Vishnu, he said. Can I worship him? So smarter Brahmins, they were very arrogant. So they thought he is illiterate man. What does he know? How to worship the deities? So they wanted to make fun of him. They wanted to make a fun. So they just picked up an ordinary stone, they gave it to him. And that simple man, he brought this ordinary stone at home, and he gave the bath to this stone. And then he got some flowers, he offered the flowers to the stone, gave some water to the stone. And then he make makki ki roti and sarson ka saag, you know. In India, it's Punjab, that's very famous. Punjab and this Vrindavan. It's all part of North India. Makki ki roti, sarson ka saag, you know. So makki ki roti, sarson ka saag, he put in front of the stone. He said, my Lord Vishnu, now you please come and eat. And that was a stone. But he kept insisting, no, you come eat. If you don't eat, I'm never going to eat. I'm not going to take even a drink of water. So it is said for 3 or 4 days, he kept himself, he crying and cried and cried in front of the stone. And eventually, Lord Vishnu, he appeared. He physically ate from the hands of this Tanna Jat. He physically ate. He appeared from an ordinary stone. Now one can ask, how that can happen? You see, Krishna can appear from anywhere. He's God. Mayavadi says, no, God is everywhere, but God is not in a Hindu temple. Of course, we are not for them, we are Hindus. So, for them is, they say God is everywhere, Mayavadi say God is everywhere, but not in that here. If he's everywhere, Prabhupada says, why can't he be in here? Oh, no. Some people worship, you know, God is in a book, or Guru is in a book. They consider book as a Guru, a book as a God. So Guru can enter into the book, or God can enter the book, but the God cannot enter into the deities. Can you imagine? A Guru can enter in a book, but a God cannot do it. God is so powerful. If he wants, he can enter anyway. And you don't have to like there's a one book by Prabhupada, one of God brother, Sri OBL Kapoor. He was a very good friend of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada even, you may have read the pastimes of OBL Kapoor. And I heard he's written this book, it's called Braj Ke Sant. And he written this, it's a wonderful book, even in Hindi. And now they have somebody from ISKCON, somebody translated into English. I've been reading this book for over 10 years. It's beautiful. It makes you really, because it describes different devotees in Vrindavan, how they have developed the connection with Krishna, with the deities. In his book, he said there is in a Banke Bihari temple, good about maybe 250 years ago, there was one Laddu Bala. You know, we put kheer every day when the deities go to take rest in the evening. We make some kheer, you know, pots of kheer, and we put in the deities. Prabhupada told us how to do that. So we do that. We put the kheer on the feet of the deities every night when they go to sleep. So they can take, if they feel hungry, they can eat kheer in the night. But in Banka Bihari temple, if you go to Vrindavan, they offer laddus. Every day they put 4 laddus. Even today, that's a system over there in Banka Bihari temple. They put 4 laddus. So, how many people been to Banka Bihari temple? Can you lift your hands up? Practically all of you, isn't it? So when you go, there are so many shops now, isn't it? On your right hand side, there's one arch over there. And that was the arch used to be the shop, maybe about few hundred years ago, that time. So very few laddu walas were there at that time. Now there are so many, you know, sweet shops there. So this laddu wala, every day he would open his shop till 1-2 o'clock every night. And not now, I mean 250 years ago. He mentioned in these pastime of this particular devotee. And even about 25, 30 years ago in Vrindavan, after 8 o'clock, after 8:30, it was just everybody would sleep. But, you know, now it's quite busy. Even people are awake in Vrindavan till 11, Komashla is now. But this devotee, few hundred years ago, he would just kept his shop open every day. So people would ask him, why you keep your shop open? He said, well, you know, the reason I keep this shop open is, maybe one day Bihariji, if 4 laddus are not enough, I've told them they should offer more laddus. But maybe if he feels more hungry, he can come to my shop and eat one day. That was his devotion. He was a Brajvasi. So for Banka Bihari every day, he would open this shop till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock every day. No problem. Happened, no, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know how many, he became old. And one day, literally, one boy came. And that's a midnight, after 1 o'clock. He said, Baba, have you got laddus? I need to eat some laddus. And he said, well, I haven't got laddus. All the laddus are sold today. So this boy said, no. There are 4 laddus inside. You go and check it. So while he was making laddus, and on that particular day, he sold all his laddus. Some other, the 4 laddus were there while he was making, he may have put it somewhere, he forgot about it. So, he went inside and he saw the laddu that he gave, and this boy was very, very beautiful. He never seen such a beautiful boy before. Little 5-6 year old boy. So he went and he said, yeah, I found the laddu, take. Okay, how much is it? I haven't got money. He said, don't worry, you take it. He said, my father will give tomorrow. Okay, take this kangan. They gave him a bangle bracelet. So he said, the shopkeeper said, no, I don't want bracelet. I will ask your father, tell your father to come and give me the money tomorrow. He said, no. I don't want to keep this system. You know, take this bangle. He threw the bangle and he disappeared. Now this laddu wala, I could not sleep after seeing this boy. Because he had a contact with Krishna, isn't it? He could not sleep. He just kept thinking about this boy whole night. And while he was thinking, his shop was still open. He forgotten that he need to go home. He need to close the shop. So in the morning, there was so much people, there was a disturbance in Goswami. They said, somebody stolen Krishna's bangle. It was Krishna himself came out of this temple and asked for the laddus. So when he came, he said, oh, no, somebody stolen Krishna's bangle. He said, no. Is it, this is a bangle? Then they realized that personally Krishna has fulfilled his desire. So these deities, this is how they reciprocate. But we can only see when we become qualified. The problem with us is we are not qualified yet to see this. And when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then literally we can see the entire Vrindavan. At the moment we go to Keshi Ghat, but we cannot see Krishna. Isn't it? Oh my God, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned, if you go to Keshi Ghat, if you got attachment to the material world, or your wife, or your wealth, or your prestige, or anything, don't go to Keshi Ghat. But I got all these things, I go to Keshi Ghat, nothing happens to me. rather than I go to Keshigarh, then I start thinking, oh my God, 2 weeks, I need to go to work. I haven't done business for 2 weeks. Why? Because we are not qualified. You know, there was one story I tell you. There are so many stories. There's one story. Actually, Akbar, he saw it. Akbar was very favorable. It was Akbar, chief commander, military commander, who was Man Singh, Raja Man Singh. Raja Man Singh is the one who was supported by Akbar to make this temple of Radha Govindji. Rupa Goswami made this Govindji temple, which was later was destroyed by Aurangzeb. Because the beauty of this Govindji temple was so beautiful, it was so beautiful temple that one could see the temple from Agra. You know, they had a mashal. Mashal means light, you know, not candlelight. It's, I don't know the meaning of mashal. I know the word mashal is. You know, you get a stick and you put some cloth and you know, you burn, you know, for lighting system at that time. So Aurangzeb, when he saw, he said, where the light is coming from? He said, oh, this is coming from Hindu temple. Oh, it's coming from Hindu temple. It is that beautiful. Let me go there. Moment he saw the beauty of this temple, he said, a Hindu can have that beautiful temple? He tried to destroy that. I think four stories he destroyed, but still the Govindji temple is still there. But Govindji temple, how he came, who helped to make this Govindji temple? It was Raja Man Singh who helped Rupa Goswami. Like we see so many patrons here, they're helping to maintain this temple. And Raja Man Singh, he now, because Akbar sported. Akbar's own, one of his, I don't know if I told this story or not here, but I can tell, you know, again. Akbar's own Navratan, 9 gems Akbar had. One of the gems was Mr. Tansen. Tansen was, nobody can beat this singer. Tansen, when he would sing Deep Rag. These candles, the ghee lamps, they would lit themselves. Nobody would, you don't need matches or any matchstick or anything, but they will just ignite itself. Similarly, when Tansen would sing a Meghrag, completely in a dry, in desert area, if he come and sit down a Meghrag, the meghs will come, the clouds will come and he could make the rain. This was how powerful. These are called ragas. And these rags, of course, when we sing, we don't need to sing in rags. Because once somebody was singing in Vrindavan, Glories of Krishna, and somebody told this person, he said, sing in rag. Like, you know, sometimes when you're doing kirtan, some devotee may come and correct somebody. Why are you doing this? Why are you using this? This is not allowed. This is not bona fide. Then anyway, somebody was singing in Vrindavan, and somebody corrected. This devotee is singing a rag, but Mirabai was there. Mirabai heard this. Mirabai said, no, don't sing in a rag. Sing with anurag. Sing with attachment to Krishna. Doesn't matter if you know this or not, ragas or not. But the ragas are so powerful. This is why, you know, when in the boat, when the gopis are singing, all the ragas, they know. Can you imagine how beautiful the ragas could be? So if Tansen can bring this rain and Tansen can, put these candles on with the ragas, can you imagine when the gopis are singing for Krishna, what sort of ragas they would be singing? They are the perfect in singing ragas. Can you imagine when they got mardanga and tambura and all these. So this is the beauty. And Tansen was very, you know, once Akbar said, I want to see your guru. Now, who was Tansen's guru? It was Swami Haridas from Banke Bihari Temple. Gauri Prabhu was in Vrindavan, so he knows. So Tansen, when he came, he said, I want to see your guru. He said, you can't see my guru because my guru only sings for Bihariji, for Krishna only. What is the best way to see your guru? He said, put the clothes like a beggar. So when he went to Vrindavan, and, of course, Swami Haridas came to know that Akbar has come. So he told, actually, Tansen, bring your friend Akbar inside. No problem. You can bring him. He has come here to listen the bhajans. Nobody should be barred. So let's we do some little kirtan. So when Tansen start doing the kirtan, who is the perfect magician, perfect singer, but in front of his guru, he was a fool. He could not sing properly. So his own Swami Haridas, he said, give me this. I will sing for Bihariji. So when he starts singing for Krishna, he was rolling in the ground. He was simply, he forgot that he was not singing for the king. He was singing simply to Bihariji, to Krishna. And when he saw Akbar, the ecstasy of a pure devotee, he fell at the feet of Swami Haridas. And then he said, Maharaj, I want to do something for you. I have never heard, I knew the Hindus become mad, but this is not madness. And I completely accept that it cannot happen simply in front of statue. This is, then he realized what Krishna is, and he fell at the feet with the association of pure devotee. He said, I want to do some service to you. So Akbar, he said, no, you don't need to do any service. That's okay. You wanted to hear the Shishirada Gokulanji, Sitaram Krishnanji, Gonitai Kijai. He said, you have come here just to see the bhajans, and you heard the bhajans, now you should go. Just chant Hare Krishna and go. No problem. No, I want to do some service. Can I make a hut for you? He said, no, look, I do not need hut. I do not need temple. I need nothing. I'm very happy with just simply chanting Hare Krishna. No, Maharaj, I am an emperor. I got so much wealth. I can do some service for Vrindavan. He said, all right, if you really want to do service, I tell you one service to do. What service? Can you go to Keshi Ghat? You see, now the Keshi Ghat is concreted. But at that time, there was no concrete. You know, just simply a mud bank. That's it. He said, can you repair it? That's all I need to do. So Akbar got very amazed. He said, well, Maharaj, this is only a little bank of Yamuna. It's a little broken. I can tell any mitti wala, come and put some mitti here. Tell me something bigger. This is nothing, you know. Few trucks of mittis will come and bank will be repaired. No. He said, no. If you just do that, that's enough. Maharaj, this is nothing. This is a very small service you've given me. I'm an emperor. So Swami Haridas, he just told Akbar, okay, go and look back. So moment he looked back, he could see Divya Vrindavan. He could see that actually that Yamuna was not Yamuna what we see with these eyes. That Yamuna was full of emeralds, diamonds, pearls. And all the steps up so beautifully made with the gems. And part of that steps, little few gems were broken from there. But he has never seen these expensive gems in his whole life. He could see Divya Vrindavan. And immediately he fell at his feet. He said, I'm emperor. If millions of emperors like me can come, they would not have wealth to repair this dham. This is dham. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. And we need to develop our love with these deities. There are practically every deity has got some stories. Not only Krishna, even the demigods, they can appear in these pictures. A demigods, that's why we are worshipping them. People worship demigods. But demigods are not all powerful. Bhajante Vidhi Purvakam, Krishna says. So if demigods can appear in these pictures, if demigods can appear in these deities, can you imagine why Krishna cannot do it? And Krishna has reciprocated so many. He threw Ramanujacharya out of, even Ramanujacharya, Jagannath Ji threw him out of Jagannath Puri. You all know these stories. Very quickly, I tell you, one is, Pundrik Vidyanidhi was, he criticized Visrup Damodar, that why they're worshipping this wrong way, Jagannath Ji. And Jagannath Ji and Balram came into dream, sat on his chest and started slapping him. Why are you criticizing my devotees? Similarly, Ramanujacharya came and he thought, He even he thought in his mind, he said, oh my God, these people are not doing right way this worship in Jagannath Puri. But Lord Jagannath, night he went to sleep, this Ramanujacharya, who's the greatest devotee. So literally, Lord Jagannath threw him out of Jagannath Puri, and when he woke up, he found himself that he's in a Kurukshetra. These are deities, they reciprocate. I mean, even when we start coming, when Gauri Prabhu, he went to Vrindavan at that time, and he could not, he tried so hard to preach to me. Then he went to Vrindavan at one time, and then I lost the association with devotees, because he is the only one who used to come to my shop and my house. So anyway, then eventually he was still in Vrindavan. We went to meet him, and when I read Prabhupada books, I said, I want to go. When I went to, I told my father, I said, look, then my wife and we start coming to this temple. And then we start, Raghunath Prabhu and a few other devotees used to give classes upstairs. And when we heard, and immediately, we read Prabhupada books. Then I told I said, I want to go to Vrindavan. So eventually went to Vrindavan, and first thing I went to the Gurukul. Where Gauri Prabhu, and he saw me and he was surprised. Oh my God, how could this person can become a devotee? Anyway, we came back from Vrindavan. And we told Shruti Prabhu that we want a photo. He said, oh, what sort of photo you want? And my wife said, I like baby Krishna. And so he said, okay. So one day we came on Sunday, and he said, okay, he gave a beautiful, big 6x3, the photo. So he brought this photo at home. And I mean, I was extremely busy, we had a production factory over there. So we put the photo on our sofa. I'm telling you some true stories. So I put this photo on our sofa in our sitting room, and then we went busy with other things. We thought, okay, we'll hang this photo one day somewhere, and it went 2-3 days, 4 days went by, and we did not move the photo from there. So after 3 or 4 days, my wife told me, she said, early morning, I got one dream. I said, what dream you had? She said, this photo, and this baby has come out of the photo. And first what he done, he came out of the photo, and he put his hand in one of his pocket, and he had a bottle of milk. He drank the bottle of milk like this. Then he put his another hand in another pocket. He took a bottle and he drank like this. So this photo, this Gopalji in our house, he drank bottles one, and my wife can tell you the exact story. You can ask her later. So he drank, and then he got up from the sofa. He went to the fridge. He went to the kitchen. He went to the fridge, opened the fridge, took some more bottles of milk, came back on the sofa, sat down, and started drinking more milk. So I said, well, he needs offering. He's ready. So that's immediately I told my wife, I said, this is Krishna, he's ready. Because I was already religious, I was already worshipping demigods and all of this. So I said, he's ready. So immediately, this is how, when Krishna came to our house, very first photo in our house of baby Krishna, Makhan Chor, came to our house. And after 3 days, he revealed, look, I'm hungry. You people have just brought me from the temple and put me on the sofa and never asked me. I've come to your house and you never ask. And that's how in our house, right from that day onward, so we ask devotees, how should we offer? What should we cook? This is how we should do. Prabhupada made this temple for this purpose. And now they have, of course, they made this mentorship system that we should ask devotees, how should perform the devotional service? And this devotional service, we can keep asking whole life. Even when we go to spiritual world, we will be asking gopis. So this, don't think that, okay, I'm very advanced now. I'm 30 years, 40 years, 50 years old, 20 years, 10 years old. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Now I know better than you people. We will never have knowledge, because even when we attain pure devotional service in this life, Krishna can come and start talking to us right up here, start dancing, talking, everything, even then we will be needing guidance in Krishna's. This is how our philosophy is. And these photos, these Krishnas, they reciprocate.
So there are, I mean, you know, so like even more, even my own mother, you know, she was influenced by Mayavadis, because she was just not ordinary Hindu, you know, Hindu person worshipping, a very, very pious, very religious. But then she was polluted with the Mayavadis. And eventually she came out of it. When we start chanting Hare Krishna, when we start coming to temple, then with that, slowly and slowly, even she started doing all these things. But initially, she was not accepting. So once we went to India, we told her, I thought, I'm not going to push her too much. So I said, can you do Mataji one thing when we are away for 2-3 weeks? She said, yes. I said, just offer a little water to Krishna, that's it. Rest, not a problem. So she said, fine, no problem. That's not a big thing. I can offer every day glass to Krishna. So every night she would, morning she would give a new glass, in the evening she would offer a new glass. And one day, Lord Narasimhadev came in the dream and told her, look, when you take your water to your bed, you cover your water with your plate. When you give me the water, you don't cover it. And immediately in the midnight, she got up and she realized that she need to cover the water. That's how then she started becoming more and more. This is how the devotees, our life is very short. Don't think we got a long life. Whatever, 40, 50, 30s, whatever. Life, you know, when you go to crematoriums, not every old man is coming to crematorium. All sorts of bodies come to the crematorium, young, child, grown up, old, everybody's body. We can die any moment. And if we have not developed our relationship with the Krishna, we are losing. We have got a chance. We have got a chance. So these deities are here. The Radha Gokulnanda, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Gaurmithai. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Radharani broke her own finger. Radha Landan Ishwara, she broke her finger. Why she broke her finger? Because she wanted to get installed through Srila Prabhupada. This Mr. Agarwal, he had these deities here for 4-5 years. And they invited Prabhupada and the Shyam Sundar and all the other devotees. And he showed Prabhupada, he said, oh, I've got some deities, we brought it from India, from Jaipur, but it's a khandit. Khandit, I don't know what's the right English for khandit. I don't know. If it's a broken or something, you know. Sorry? Anybody knows that? So anyway, in Hindus, they don't do khandit worship. If any deity is chipped, little chipped, one cannot worship. They said it's an offense. But, which is all this, but for a pure devotee, you know, for Prabhupada, Radharani, he said, oh, Prabhupada said, okay, where is it? Said, this is, then he said, he just lifted up. He said, okay, ask Shyama Sundar, okay, can you see how heavy it is? So he said, then you ask another devotee, okay, can you see how heavy it is? Okay, thank you very much, sir, we're going now. What are you, Swamiji, please take some juice, take some tea, milk, something, some fruit. No, now we need to go to the, thank you so much. The Prabhupada left this house and picked up the deities, Radha London Ishwara. Came out, put in a van, and then he told devotees, stop this. On the one corner, he stopped, right on the road, London Road, Prabhupada fell at the on the ground, and he offered the obeisance to Radha Landanishwara, Govinda Madhi Pusham Tamam Bajami, and he was crying. And Prabhupada said, they have came. And Prabhupada said, Radharani deliberately broke this finger, so these people don't worship Rather than Indonesia, so we can worship. Fix the finger. He's the only acharya who done this. There are only two acharyas done in the whole entire history. One is Shripad Shankaracharya, who done Badrinath. If you go to in the Himalayas, Badrinath, Kedarnath, Jamnotri, Gangotri, Badrinath deities were thrown by Buddhists in the Taptakund. And the deity was Khandit. Khandit mean, you know, we got chipped, you know, disfigured a little. It was for years, Buddhists threw this deity into the in the Taptakund. But Shankaracharya, he wrote Shiva. He took this deity out. He said, install, this is Lord Vishnu. He knows, he's a pure devotee. I mean, of course he's doing Lord Shiva is pure devotee. Of course he was doing this job as a Shankaracharya, but he installed this deity. So after that, this is the only another acharya who done this is Srila Prabhupada. Radha Landanishwara were installed. So my whole request, and I just, not to all of you, but I'm telling myself too, that this life, disease, you don't know when it's going to come. And it will come. We cannot stay away from disease. We cannot stay away from the old age. And before you know, it will just come and hit. And when it hits you, very, very short time to live. It's not very long. Don't think I've got very long time. So the whole thing we have to do is perfect our life and develop a relationship. We got the process. We got the process. The process is completely perfect process. We simply have to be patient. Little patience we have to use. And keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Develop the relationship. Well, I'll tell you one thing. One more thing was, you see, it's such a gorgeous when Srila Prabhupada told devotees, one lady, I've forgotten her name, maybe Gauri Prabhu may know this name, if he knows, you can tell the devotees. One devotee, Prabhupada told this lady devotee to go to Radharaman temple and learn from them how to decorate the deities, how we can serve the deities. And I was in Vrindavan last month, and I was told that Radharaman temple, so Prabhupada said the gorgeous worship Radharaman temple too, we should dress the deities according to Radharaman temple standard. So devotees done it. Now I was recently told last month that now the Goswamis of Radharaman temple, they are coming to this lady. Now they are asking our ISKCON people, please tell us how should we dress our deities, because our deities are the best in the world. I'm telling you. I'm not telling because of ISKCON. And now the same Radharaman temple pujaris are coming to the ISKCON people and asking us, please tell us how to dress our deities. So this is a beautiful, you know, Prabhupada, this is a mercy of Srila Prabhupada. That we got beautiful deities, you know, gorgeous worships. So just develop relationship. That's all we have to do. And the process is very simple. Sincerely chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. More we'll keep chanting and more we'll realize I'm not chanting perfectly. More we chant. Chant. That's all we have to do. And think about Krishna. Then with the chanting, then smaranam will come. And when the smaran comes, this is when the thing starts working for you. That means when the smaran will come, you know, they say in the material world, actually love is only for Krishna. But in the material world, a boy and a girl, they cannot stay, if they really like somebody, I mean so-called love, which is actually lust, so-called love, and if the boy, whenever the young boy, they see the girl, you know, they can't forget them, or the girl cannot forget the boy, they may be ugly, I mean, but they but I mean they cannot forget. So this is, they are doing smaranam about them. They are, I'm sorry. So they are smaranam about them, thinking, oh my God, she's so, you know, they cannot. So this is a smaranam. So when we chant, start Hare Krishna, when that day come to us, that 24 hour, we cannot forget Krishna. And the smaranam, then you think that chanting is working. And it's going to increase more and more. I tell you, I take my word. It's not going to stop. So, less we do, you know, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. In the association of devotees, read Srila Prabhupada books and serve the deities. And then we talk to deities. And the deity will talk back to us. This is loving exchange. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.